Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop here. We're actually hanging out while the show is going on. If you hear background music, that's Exhumed, and they're playing right now. Huge tour right now. It's Exhumed, Necrot, Gatecreeper, Judiciary, a lot of different kind of subgenres of heavy music represented. And I'm talking to a dude from Necrot known as Chad Gailey. That is his name. Do you have a nickname? Do you have, like, a brutal metal nickname? Come up with one. Oh, what's your brutal metal nickname, man?
I don't know, man. I haven't been graced with one yet. One day.
Yeah. If anyone's listening, you got to come up with a nickname for Chad Gailey. And we're hoping someone's listening. So first off, welcome to the Northwest. What's it like being on tour during Thanksgiving? How did you celebrate?
Well, yesterday we actually rented an Airbnb with Exhumed.
Nice.
And we had a Friendsgiving with them.
A Friendsgiving, cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. We cooked a ton of food. We had an amazing lasagna and mac and cheese, and there's a huge turkey.
Really?
I mean, it was probably one of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had.
That's awesome.
It was really nice.
It wasn't like the traditional Thanksgiving food, but it was up to par. Like,
oh yeah, I mean,
good Italian food.
You know, there was a bunch of other stuff. There was, you know, stuffing, and there was hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and stuff.
Who did the cooking?
Our driver and Luca, the bassist. So Rika is our driver, and then Luca plays bass and sings in Necrot. They both did the cooking.
Yeah,
and then, you know, everybody helped throughout, you know, whether it was prepping or cleaning or setting up.
So it was
a group effort.
That's
so
awesome,
cool.
Man.
Yeah, it was
very,
very
cool.
Fun.
And that was in Seattle?
It was in Bothell.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
So, I mean,
kind of
technically
the
same.
Yeah, nice suburban Thanksgiving with Necrot and Exhumed. That's awesome,
man.
So
really nice.
Okay, so I got to ask you, man. Full of Hell today had all of their gear stolen. Their fan, everything stolen. Now, you're from Oakland. I've heard horror stories about Oakland. Whenever bands go through, I've heard like four or five bands talk about how sketchy and how they've gotten their stuff stolen from Oakland. Have you ever experienced this?
Well, it happened to us a few years ago, I think, with Luca's van. He lives in East Oakland, and it got stolen. It was gone for about a month, I feel like.
Okay.
And then
Jesus,
the police recovered it at another spot in East Oakland, and he was able to get it back. But luckily, nothing was, you know, damaged too
much. It wasn't
much.
Like a haul-out shell of a van?
No, it was still together. Somebody was using it for work.
Jesus.
But, I mean, it happens pretty
often.
Yeah,
what's up with Oakland, man? Is it just a grimy place?
Well, no, it's just people see a van full of expensive gear, and why not? You
of
know,
course,
you
yeah.
leave backpacks, so you leave expensive stuff out in the open, people will break the window and grab it. When I live in Oakland, I mean, I keep everything hidden or out of sight. Like, it goes in the trunk or it comes with me. I never leave anything in the car because people, if they see anything, even if it's like a bottle of water, it's like, you never know what this person is going through. They will smash the window.
It's gonna, so, all it is, it just catches their eye real quick and they see something.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a backpack of cigarettes. They'll still break into your car.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like anywhere. It doesn't have to be just Oakland. This happens all across the country every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you have to be vigilant and you have to know and be self-aware of what's going on.
Fair enough, yeah.
So it's better to just keep everything out of sight and, you know, if you're unfortunate enough for it to happen, it happens. But with Full of Hell, I mean, they've been touring for years and this is the first time that they said this has happened. And it really sucks because they just started a giant tour with Cattle Decapitation and Atheist. And now they have to drop off because they literally cannot continue. And it's amazing that they've had so much support in the last you know, 12 hours of the GoFundMe coming up.
They reached their goal, you know?
And then some. And it's amazing that that happened. It just shows you people really support bands.
It's true,
when they're in that time of need. And, I mean, I even reposted it on my Instagram. Just donate if you can.
Yeah.
And people have. So it's really cool to see everybody reaching out and supporting them.
Yeah, man. It shows that there's people out there that are passionate and they do care. And they've been in the same situation and they know how much it sucks balls.
Yeah.
So, all right, well let's kind of go from there. Tell me, growing up, like, are you originally from Oakland?
No, I'm from San Jose, California. It's a suburb outside of Oakland, an hour or so away.
Yeah.
I grew up there.
Did you grow up going to metal shows and stuff?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I would go to punk shows because that's... I mean, I went to both because in San Jose, the scene was kind of small. So you went to whatever shows were going on.
Oh, of course,
and a lot of venues didn't really stick around for a long time. So it was cool when you actually got to go see a show with friends. I mean, I didn't start going to shows till I was about like 14 or like underground punk and metal shows. I was like 14 or 15 when I started going to those. And it was cool because I got to see a lot of bands. And I still know a lot of these people today.
That's awesome.
Just from going to those shows. And then, you know, I'm super immersed in it now, especially in Oakland, just because that's where, like, all my bands were playing and that's where all the shows were happening.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it just, that's the way that it happens sometimes. You know, not where you're born. That, you know, where you're born, it might not be as fruitful as somewhere else. So sometimes you have to venture out of your comfort zone or out of your own town.
Absolutely,
to make
man.
Things happen. So.
And you've been doing it, man. You're in a number of bands here, and we'll get to that in a second. But a question I have for you, and, you know, it might not strike gold here with the question because you're a drummer and you might not be the most visible person up front. So it might not provide as many embarrassing stories. But do you have any embarrassing stories on stage? Do you ever forget a song? You ever make a flub early on or even recently? Do you have any embarrassing stories?
I mean, you know, whenever you mess up, that's embarrassing. But most of the time, nobody even notices that you mess up. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, and, just make it look natural.
Yeah, I think the most embarrassing stage moment I've had was in like 2011. I got like too f***ed up, smoked too much weed, drank this Mad Dog 2020.
Uh-oh, that's always a bad time.
Yeah, and I just...
Well, good time, but
it can provide
bad
times. It was too intense, and I was like, I think I was like 18 or 19 or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just f***ed me up good. So I think that's like my real... embarrassing story, but it's not even that embarrassing because nobody even remembers that show.
Yeah. And you're all you have to say is, sorry, dude, I was...
Yeah, I mean, multiple members of the band were f***ed up, so it's cool.
You party. obviously you're in Necrot. You guys raged tonight, but you're also in a band called Vastum. Just put out a killer record.
Thank you.
On 20 Bucks Spin, and how many other projects are you involved in? It seems like I looked at your Encyclopedia Metal. I obviously had to do a little research.
Yep.
Seems like you're involved in a lot of projects. How many are you currently in right now?
Well, right now the three most active projects are Necrot, Vastum, and Mortuous. Other than that, I'll do session work or I'll play live with bands. It just really depends on if people ask me to do stuff. I've been pretty active for the last like 8 years or so with bands, just being in multiple bands at one time and staying busy. So it's what
I've
been doing.
Is this your full-time thing?
Pretty much, yeah. So I just keep busy with that, and between those three bands that I just mentioned, that's what keeps all my time occupied. And with Necrot, I'm always gone on
tour. You guys are tour road dogs.
Yes, we've been on tour pretty much the last 3 months.
So how do you even have time to like write a Vastum record?
Well, we did it in between everything.
Okay.
I rejoined Vastum in 2018.
Oh, okay. So you were out of it for a little while.
At the very end of... Yeah, like I was in Vastum from 2013 to 2014.
Okay.
And then I got kicked out, but that's for a whole other... That's a whole other story. That doesn't... It's not even important.
Yeah. For round two of the podcast.
Yeah. possibly. It's such a... It doesn't even matter.
No drama.
No, not at all.
Sounds good.
What is it? I rejoined last year. We started writing a new album with it was me and Shelby and Layla that were like really starting it just because it was they already had songs written and they needed somebody to do drums and everybody that they'd asked was just not available or not getting back to them or just too busy.
Yeah.
So I was able to make it happen right before I left for Europe with Necrot.
That's
and then
awesome.
When I got back, we did a bunch of writing and more recording and demos. And then all of this year, like right before the Decibel Tour, we did demos of all the songs. I got back from Decibel Tour. We like practiced a whole bunch. And then we recorded in June and July and had it finished by the end of July and in Dave's from 20 Bucks Spins hands by the first week of August. And that's how I was able to get out so quick.
Yeah.
It's just like persistent work between all
filling
of
your schedule pretty much.
Packed, yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
That's
but
nuts.
It paid off and like people really like it, which I'm stoked on because I was like pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Myself, it's like it's the first Vastum record I'm on and it has to like stand up to all the other ones.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to be the you know, the person
one
that
album,
like,
yeah,
that when
the
they
outlier.
Got that dumbass drummer, he f***ed up the, he f***ed it up.
Yeah, what
like,
the hell was that?
Yeah,
why'd they rehire that guy?
Yeah, thankfully it all worked out and everybody's been pretty positive about it, so I'm stoked. That.
So what inspired you to play drums?
So I tried playing guitar first and as soon as I started, it just wasn't panning out. And then for some reason or another, I just wanted to play drums. I just tried it, and then it just clicked. And as soon as I was doing that, like, I was, like, listening to records and playing along to them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have a drum set for, like, 2 years.
Wow.
Until I was, like, you know, actually, like, progressing.
Nice.
So it was like, you know, it was all building up to that. I would just listen to bands that I liked and try to play along, and then I also took lessons for a little bit.
Oh, very cool.
And tried to emulate what I wanted to play. So basically just listening to punk, I guess, or just wanting to play an instrument inspired me to play drums.
Pretty DIY, right?
Yes, yes.
That's awesome, man. So Blood Offerings came out in 2017. Anything you can kind of tease us about some new Necrot, or is there anything coming down the pipeline?
Well, we're about to record our second album in January. We were recording for a month straight at Earhammer, the same place that we recorded the last album.
Hell yeah.
With Greg Wilkinson. He's, you know, he's recorded Necrot and all my related projects for the last, like, 8 years or so. So it's awesome when getting to work with him again. We have 7 songs. We're going to re-record a demo track.
That's awesome.
And it should be out by the summer if all goes according to plan. So we'll see. That's basically all I can get or I can tease you with. And then also Merald Van Hastren is doing the album artwork.
Who is?
Merald Van Hastren.
Nice.
Yeah, the guy who did Blood Offerings cover.
Okay, you got
him
back.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
he's
man.
Really stoked.
That's awesome, dude. Well, all right, man. We're going to let you go. It's getting weird up in here. So we got, of course, Chad Gailey from Necrot. Any final words for the Northwest, man?
Thank you for doing the interview with me and thank you for coming to the show and supporting Necrot.
Oh, absolutely,
and all
man.
The bands.
And check out Necrot, check them Vastum and Mortuous.
Yes.
Mortuous. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.